နဝရိဒဒိနိဒဒနာရှိတာယေရှိတို့ဒီကံလေးသူနာနတဂျူလူဂျီကာမဂျူလူလာဂျူဒါပိမန္ဒဘဝဒချင်းကြီးသာဂျာနီဩဂျူဒါသောဟာတိတင်ရရင်ဒီငိတတီနောနီဩဒတီအောင်နီတဲတီနာမနလောဘဂျေမီကွန်ဆွန်စရယင်ဂျီစဩဂျူဒါနဒါလောဘကပ်ကဩဒဂျလူကွန်ဆွန်စရတီဒီတပိချင်းကြီးဝတိကွန်နေရစ်ဒါရောမလို့ပခြင်းမီကွန်ဆွန်ပါလားဂျူရသေနာပြေတူပါတော့ဂျိုဟန်တိကပ်တော်သံပရဂျာရောစင်နေရှိရုံကဆတ်တွန်းနေဆောင်ဆိုဆောင်ဟရင်သူဟောဒါပိချင်းကြီးကနော်နေဟောဂျူဒါတနီပြေတူပါတိယီကြီးတော့ကြာတပစင်ကြီးတိချင်းကြီးနော်ကတူပါတိဟောဂျီငါစုမရတော့ချင်းပေါ်တင်တော့ဂျီထီးနေကွန်ဒရာဂျာဘာယနာတင်းအောင်နေတော့ချက်တော့ကြော်ပါတေးတော့ဒူပါတော့တဂျာဘာဒီတွင်ကြီးစက်နေလောင်းချူဒီပါဟောတဲ့ပေးတင်းကြီးကဆက်တော့နော်ဒီတင်းကြီးကမလို့ပဲဂျီမီကွန်သွန်ပါလာမှာဟောတဲ့ညဂျာဂူဝန်သူစေဟောဂျီတာရမဆက်တွန်းနေဆောင်းချောင်းကြီ
း So,We started in the morning to go through the 12 examples that illustrate or give us a meaning to understand better the illusory body, and we say that those 12 examples are actually extracted from the text called the Compendium of the Vajra Primordial Awareness. We went through those 12 examples, and at the end of that, we have a quotation from the Illuminating Lamp, which states that these are the ways of illustrating the learner's illusory body.So we can have the illusory body at the level of being a learner, and of course we can have it later on. When applied to illustrate the non-learner's illusory body, the sixth and the tenth examples are applied to that which is compatible in that context. So if we want to discuss, if we want to give some examples that are relevant and describe the illusory body at the state of a non-learner, then the sixth example, which is like an echo, the echo which is the secondary sound produced under certain conditions that is issued out of the original sound, and the tenth example, which is like a lightning in the midst of clouds, since it abides inside the aggregates of the maturation body, are said to be the best examples describing that.
ဩဂျိတာတိနေယံဘယံသူဒါရမသတ္တံအစတ္တံဤဆောင်သောဩဂျိတာတိနိမလောဘဂျိမိကွန်ဆောင်သလဂျရယာတိတန္တနာအတိအောင်တဲ့ရှိကျောင်းနာနမဂျိလိလူတောရဂျိမိကွန် Tsomba Pyotu Padang Chivyu Kapsa Naman Chiyu Luchi Tola Trivya Luchi Chivyu Tongyo Nam Nyamu Hose Wachi Tati Nika Loksa Songyati Wachi Tam Maloba Kapsa Tupadu Jin Changgo Wada Kwampan Toba Kapsa Tam Chiyu Tawati Chiyu Nanjurwati Chiyu Ngarji Mhambu Nyenpa Kalu Tang Wada Jilu Nika Nriwa Machi Pachi
Now, we continue with the author actually stating his own opinion and says, the author says, I wonder whether this means that in the context of the sixth and the tenth examples which illustrate the illusory body that has discarded the maturational body, they are applied to the emanated body as the substitute of the maturational body. So this is the question put forward by the author Naum Peldon. Now, we say that when one reaches the state of no more learner, and the union of a non-learner and manifest the state of Vajradhara, at that point one would sever the connection between the subtle body and the gross maturational body. Now, prior to that, it is said that one continues this connection, one keeps this connection, right? So for that reason, it says, I wonder, the author puts up his own question on the issue.
Oggi da dinda chi da da dinida yon di ane pe jinni ga na ne da tong ni song ja ga pe jinni yu wa ro wa ti no ni malam ji pe di malam ji lu se ne o da ti ne pe di ji pe yan ni chao de ji wa ri se pe nan chao de ji wa yin di chao de ji wa yin lu yan tong di pe yan na pe tong ji chun tan ja ni ji li la ngi wa ji ba ko wa sa ma ta Jalila ji teta chanda wa kuwa tam chi gari is. Manam ka ludi yanda manda wa kuwa chi ba ti teni lakzinda wadi kari wari se na pi nyi ji teni chonshi pi jalu lam ji ngor chi ji me la ase. Wada ji chonshi pi wada jalu di lam ji ngor pi yanda so lam ji ngor chi ji wa ma ri is. Da manam ka ludi se ji Da manam ka lu se na manam ji manam ka yer ka manam ji manam yuwa kab ji manam ji lu se ji di dela ji nam ji ngor chi ji yuwa re se na manam la di yu bi shar dang se. Ji manam tang wa ji manam ma tang wa kab ka yurwa nda wo penpa tang ya ka yurwa manam ngui je dang wa dan ji da manam ka yur ngui ji sam ji jimi lu ji Jalugo Jurmin Jixamayan Tongari, Pijana Tinda Yuva Maris, Sombata Pijana Mibi Charas, or that Tinda Jixandin.
Now we continue with examining the value, let's say, of the rest of these examples. And it says, from among the 12 examples, the example of the dream body is the best. The other 11 examples are merely for understanding that there is definite generation of an illusory body through appropriately applying meanings to the example. Not only that, but from among those 11 examples, the illusory bodies of those illustrating examples are not generated in the nature of the path, but the dream body is. So the example of the dream body, saying that the illusory body is like the dream body, it says to be the best example because in the case of the dream body, you can bring that into the path. With any of the other examples, you cannot transform the nature and turn them into the path. And why is that? Because the three, the preparatory, the actual, and the concluding stages of a dream. Now, when we talk about the preparatory stage of a dream, this refers, let's say, to preliminary stages of the dream, the time where one sets one motivations and thinks, I need to have this type of dreams. is the actual time of the dream, and the concluding is at the end of that experience. So we have those three stages of a dream. They illustrate the three, the preparatory, the actual, and the concluding of the illusory body. And the other examples do not do this. And the next paragraph continues with explaining actually how the three stages, the preparatory, the actual, and the concluding of the dream, illustrates the three stages of the illusory body. Because it says that the three empties preceding the illusory body, so these are the three types of minds that are generated just before the attainment of the illusory body, they are illustrated by the three empties of sleep. And so this refers to the preparatory stage. Then it says the dream body illustrates the illusory body. This is the actual part. And one who has attained the illusory body, seizing the emanated body, is illustrated by the dream body separated from the gross body, re-entering the gross body. So in the case of dream, you have the gross body, and you have the person who falls asleep, and once the dream body is generated, that is separated from the gross body. And after a while, that dream body comes back and re-enters within that gross sleeping body, right? The body that is asleep. So similar thing happens with the illusory body. Once creates an emanated body that eventually is brought back again. So that's the concluding stage. And this couple of lines, they illustrate the similarities between the dream body and the illusory body during those three stages.
ရောင်းလာညောင်ကြီးကိုဟိုဒီရောင်းလာညောင်ကြီးရောင်းကိုသဘရကိုဟိုဒါလွန်ကုတ်တင်ငွေညာဘကိုနီဒီသူကဟိုဒီလွန်ကုတ်တည်တော်မှာတီတင်းတော်ဝတ်တော်တင်းငွေရချေဟိုဒီဒါတင်းနီရောင်းလာညောင်ကြီးကိုကြီးဝနိုင်ရတဲ့အောင်တီတင်ကတော့ဘာညာကုန်ပတဲ့နီကြီးဝရောင်းကဘာမှာရင်ပါဒီသူကမရာကြီးကိုဒုက္ကတိငွေညာဘကိုနီ
Now, here we say that the instruction of the ninefold mixing related to the illusory body should be understood from the illuminating lamp. This means that this particular text here does not give us the whole list or the way to do this practice, the ninefold mixing. What happens in the ninefold mixing? We're actually taking different stages that have to do with the time of the path, with the time of being asleep, and with the time of the death. And we take three stages in each one of this, and we try to find the similarities with the three bodies of the Buddha. So we know, for example, that when we are on the path, each one of those has three. When we are on the path, we meditate on death, and we meditate on the emptiness of death so that we can purify this experience. So instead of going through an ordinary experience of death, we try to change the nature of that into the Dharma body that would be attain at the resultant state. Similarly, when we go through the experience of the bardo, we try to meditate on the emptiness of that experience so that the bardo itself will be purified, and instead of being an ordinary experience, it can be transformed into the nature of the enjoyment body of the resultant state. And finally, when we go through the experience of taking another rebirth, again, we meditate on the emptiness of that state in order to change its nature and bring it into the path as an emanation body. So this is the first round of the three mixings. We call them mixing because we take, let's say, an occasion, either the death or the bardo or the rebirth, and we try to mix that with three resultant states, which are the three bodies of the Buddha. That's the first round of three.
အဒီဒါတင်ရရင်ဘယင်သူဒါဒီဂျီလမ်တူကစေဝါကောဆံဆောင်ရံပြပါတယ်။တန်ဒီကောက်ကစေဝါကောဂဇရာဒီဂျီလူဒံဂျေဝဒံဘာဟိုဒီတင်ရကနန်ဂျူရာဒီဂျီဂျလူကညောင်နေနောကောက်တာဆေပတူနာဂျီညကကမ္နာယံဂျီစေဝါကောဆံဂုံဂူယုံမီ
So we have given an idea of the three rounds of mixing. Actually, it's the first round of the first three mixings that occur during the time of the bath. Now, it is expected from a person who is on the level of practicing or manifesting the illusory body that they would apply those three principles at the time of sleep as well as at the time of being awake. So if you count three during the time of the path, three during the time of sleep, three during the time of being awake, you end up with the total of nine rounds of mixing. And the purpose of that practice is that if you do it during sleep and if you do it during the time where you are awake, you would be prepared to fully do it at the time of death.
ဟိုဒီတော့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူဟိုဒီတန်ဒီခေယောင်းရပါတယ်ဟိုဒီတော့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူဟိုဒီတန်ဒီခေယောင်းရပါတယ်ဟိုဒီတော့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူဟိုဒီတန်ဒီခေယောင်းရပါတယ်ဟိုဒီတော့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူဟိုဒီတန်ဒီခေယောင်းရပါတယ်ဟိုဒီတော့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူဟိုဒီတန်ဒီခေယောင်းရပါတယ်ဟိုဒီတော့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူဟိုဒီတန်ဒီခေယောင်းရပါတယ်ဟိုဒီတော့ဒီနေ့
Now, Roshi was actually quoting from the biography of Lama Tsongkhapa, where there is one particular verse indicating that although Lama Tsongkhapa did not directly receive this instruction, it was said that the root text of Guhya Samaja was placed on his head, and at that time it was proclaimed to him, it was prophesied that he would have a perfect understanding of these nine rounds of mixing as they were presented by the great practitioner Marpa. Is
that right? This verse by Buddha Rinpoche, the omniscient one. So he, even though Buddha Rinpoche actually did not see Lama Tsongkhapa directly during Lama Tsongkhapa's time, but Buddha Rinpoche had a vision of Lama Tsongkhapa was sitting on the throne and then holding the Guhya Samaja, So holding the Guhya Samaja root text on the Lama Tsongkhapa's crown, and then instructing to Buddha Rinpoche that that you should spread this instruction, this practice, and then the ninefold, this mixing, which is the heart practice of the Potar Tujin Leji Tujin, one of the Lama Tsongkhapa's guru. Now, we continue from that where it says that, and as we say here, we do not have a full explanation of this ninefold mixing, but it should be known from texts such as the Illuminating Lamb. And then the continuum of the compendium of the All Vajra Primordial Awareness states that a benefit similar to consummating the generation stage occurs from merely generating a special resolution through properly understanding of the meaning of the illusory body, because the Tika, which is the extensive commentary of that tantra, states that one does not need to complete the other parts of the vehicle, just the concentration of great bliss of the illusory body alone. But one does not need to manifest this, but the mere special resolution to attain it through properly understanding it, one obtains a benefit similar to consummating the generation stage on the ground of a beginner. Not only that, but also comes to train in the grounds of definite lineage of this path through attaining irreversibility in this vehicle. So not only by understanding, let alone having established the illusory body, but merely by understanding how it is attained and by merely having the aspiration to attain it, it says that one obtains benefits which are similar to having come to the end of the generation stage. And not only that, but one will become irreversible into the tantric vehicle, which means from life after life, one will definitely engage again and again in the practices of highest yoga tantra, in practices of Guhya Samaja and so forth. That's the irreversibility.
ဟောဒီတဲ့နေရင်ပဲရင်သူတဲ့တင်တဲ့ချူတာတဲ့တင်ရောင်ရောင်ဒီနံဖန်ကိုသရဆောင်ကိုရပါဖန်ရောင်တဲ့တာဝဟောဒီတဲ့သံဝလူတွေ့ကျင်နံကြီးဂျလူကတဲ့ဖန်ရောင်သဇောမရာဂျီနံဖြူကျင်ကမရာထောင်းယူကလူတွေ့တဲ့တဲ့ဗတ်နံဖြူကျင်နံကြီးနဲ့ရှစ်တောင်းနံကိုလူလာနှစ်တဲ့နံဘတ်သံကီဝီတောင်းဝဒီဝချင်းဘူးရကျင်းဒီဝချင်းဘူးဒီရတော့မေဘ တဘဖတောက်ချဘတဘဒီတဘရေကွန်ဘဝဒတောင်းရမီကြီးရှိစံဂျူဒါတိချီဝါတောင်းတငှရှိဘတဲ့ဒူဂျီကောစီဂျလူကဂျလူဒူဂျီကောစင်ဝဒဆောင်ဂျီကောကောင်းစံကိုရပါလိငှရှိဘတဲ့ဒူဂျီကောကောင်းဒီတဘယညင်းမီလူစီလောင်စံဇံတဲ့စဘသလံညဝတင်ဘညီနီဝဒတုံဘနံကြီး လုံးစံဇံဒီဂျီမီကွန်တဘသရတယ်လာညောင်းတောင်းရောင်းတဲ့ချင်းတဲ့ငွန်းတဘဇံဘီဝဒကြီးရီချီကတေဘငွန်းတဘဂိုနီငွေတင်ဘူးငွေရတဲ့ကြီးကိုကိုရေးစတဲ့ဂျီကဒံဝဒဆောင်ယူရီရှိဒမ်ရှင်စတဲ့ဒံဘဇံတမစီဒေါရှန်လပ်ကရှိပါစီဂျီယောင်းဂျီကိုယောင်းယန်ချူနာယလာရှိစတဲ့ဂျီလီဂျီလီကိုဂျီလီဂွန်တဲ့ဂျီလီယလာရှိစတဲ့ဇံက တမ်တေအောင်မရညကဘချူရီစင်းတဲ့ယလာရှိယလာရှိစရတမ်စံယောင်းညကဘတုံးဒီဂျလူမာတူနာယောင်းဒီတံကိုရှင်ကျမလာဝညနာတတနီကွန်ဘီနမ်ရှင်နဂျီမီကွန်ဂျလူဒူဂျီစံဘကွန်ဘွန်ဒဗျာကပေါ်ချုသမုံမယင်ဘဝဒန်ဂျက်စီတနံကိုရီစတဲ့လာဂျီကိုကိုယ်ချဘယင်နဂျက်စီတနံရှင်တဲ့ငွန်ဆယ်ဘနီဆိုစီငေါဂျွန်တေအောင်
The text continues in a similar line where it says, those with intelligence who see such a benefit, they generate the three primordial awareness of indivisible bliss and emptiness which meditate on the object of view in which the meaning of selflessness is fully settled through great bliss induced by skill in the methods of piercing the points of external and internal body. As explained before, through attaining stable and exhaustive determination that the basis for establishing any Vajra body is the fundamental body of mere wind and mind. Here, when we talk about this Vajra body, we're talking about the illusory body, which is also called the body of enlightenment. So the basis for establishing any Vajra body is the fundamental body of mere wind and mind, and they generate the stable resolution in the method of establishing the illusory body from the mere body and mind of the empties through frequent and extremely amazing contemplation. And also we have another quotation from the explanation of the self-blessing, another text, where it says that the meaning of the method of mental engagement being difficult to find even in the discourses is that even though the illusory body is not established, if one finds the correct instruction on this and becomes familiar with it from now on, one lays down the uncommon latencies for establishing the state of Vajrasattva as the rainbow illusory body, which is extremely amazing. So it says actually to come across such a presentation let alone attaining the illusory body, but even to come across a presentation of how illusory body is attained is something which is quite rare and very precious. And if you can become familiar from it from right now, then you are establishing these uncommon latencies.
ཁྱི ཁྱི tamu gombala sabha guni yon gugu yuwa yendu o jiga da tindra ga diwa chenpu yishya o sar sar da tong ya di nanjurmi majjaka jini son shaka yendu tenji ga son da drena ngivar da labar da marji karisa go ngon sarva ni chabar jen yuwa risa na nanjurmi jini hanchi ji gaba chiwa da tong trishi na son ha di tindra yendu.
Now we have one short statement after that which says the method of mental engagement is meditating on just that which is one in taste with all that appears after generating the innate joy stated in the Vajrayogini Tantra. If one knows how to unite with it, it is a state which is extremely amazing. So here we have a mention of Vajrayogini Tantra, which is a mother tantra, and up to here we have been talking about the attainment of the illusory body. Of course, within mother tantras, it is stated very clearly that one needs to go through the stage of attaining the illusory body. There's no question about that. But we do not find within mother tantras an extensive explanation of how to do that. You will find the explanation for that in father tantras such as Guhya Samaja and so forth. Nevertheless, the consciousness that will establish that this illusory body needs to be united with a particular type of blissful consciousness, a consciousness that will come about through the generation of the four joys, and especially the consciousness of innate joy. And these are generated through the practice of tummo. So the practice of clear light is something which is explained extensively, and it is found in the mother tantras. So it says the one who knows how to mix and how to unite those two things really knows how to is in a state which is extremely amazing, knows how to unite the two types of advice from the father and the mother tantra.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ རེད 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 ཁྱ yadi jang ju sanpa se je de phan ta ya kwe go ni ji ndre wa ta na de mwe ma gu wa ri de no ba ji wa go ni ndre ta na yo te la thum na go de yo yin du wa ji da tin da kwe go ni chang tra de na ye de ti chu den de se ra je ne ka na han ji ji wa di wa di han ji ji wa di wa di ma je la tin ni de gu gu yo wa ro o se ko ji wa di ka la chang tra de ka na je ma ta bi tin yin zun si je lu to ba jiwa dila wa nyani chab zin ju shi jang katsari char hos da ji song dinda jina de sar ka jina dinda song nong yu wari.
We finish this last section of the text of the presentation of the illusory body with a four-line verse. And this verse is actually paraphrasing one of the verses that is found in the text Engaging in the Bodhisattva's Ways of Life, composed by Arya Shantideva. In the first chapter of that text, the benefits of generating the mind of bodhicitta are presented. And after a vast number of those benefits is explained, at the end the author says, "A prostrate to those who have generated the mind of the precious mind of bodhicitta, I go for refuge to those who treat with great compassion even those who harm them." So in the first part of the verse you see that the how important the person who has generated the mind of bodhicitta becomes. He becomes an object towards which veneration and respect is due. So it says, "A prostrate to such a person who have generated this precious mind." Why? Because if you see that the way that bodhisattvas conduct themselves, they always have this attitude of benefiting and pleasing others. No matter how others treat them, they will have this incredible equanimity and wish to benefit them. There are beings who approach the bodhisattvas trying to be helpful, and of course they will be greatly benefited, let's say, by this conduct. But even if one were to approach a bodhisattva with the intention to cause harm to them, the bodhisattva would never retaliate, the bodhisattva would never get angry to that being, they would treat them in a perfect way. So it says,
the bodhisattva will think the person who gives harm to the bodhisattva, him or herself, the bodhisattva will think that the person's action giving harm is kind. The bodhisattva will think it's very kind towards him or herself, the bodhisattva, and then it will also pray in return towards the other sentient being who gives harm to them.
So, paraphrasing this verse where it says, "I prostrate and then I go for refuge to such a person," we have a similar verse here. It says, "I prostrate to the body of any being who has innate great bliss." Innate great bliss is what we would, the instruction for this would come from the Mother Tantras. "And from my heart I go for refuge to any being who has illusion-like concentration." The illusion-like concentration refers to illusory body, which is the instruction we receive from Father Tantras.
ཁོ་ཅིག་དེ་དེ་ལ་ཡིན་པ་ཡིན་དེ་དེ་ཡིན་དེ་དེ་ཉི་བ་ནོ་སེ་ཅིག་དེ་ཁོ་ཡིན་དེ་དེ་ནི་གོང་ནི་ཁོ་ཅིག་དེ་དེ་ཅིག་དེ་ནི་ཅིག་དེ་པ་ཉི་གོ་མེ་དག་ཟ་བ་གོ་དེ་ནི་ཅིག་ཟོ་རོ་སེ་ཅིག་དེ་ལ་དེ་ནི་སོ་སོ་ཁོ་ཅིག་ཡ་ཇལུ་གོ་ཟོ་རོ་མ་དེ་ཏ་མ་ནི་ཨོ་དེ་ཉི་བ་ཏོན་དང་ཨོ་སར་ཅིག་ཟོ་རོ་
Now we come to the second subdivision of that. We said that when we present the two truths, initially they are presented separately. And the first one that is presented is the relative illusory body. The second thing that follows after that is ultimate clear light. So now we're at this point of the text.
ཁོ་ཅིག་དེ་ནི་ཡིན་པ་ཡིན་དེ་དེ་རིམ་པ་དེ་རིམ་པ་ང་ཤི་བ་ནང་གི་དེ་ཁོ་ཅིག་དེ་རིམ་པ་ཡི་བ་ཨོ་སར་ཅིག་རིམ་པ་དེ་ཡིན་དེ་དེ་དེ་རིམ་པ་ཨོ་སར་ཅིག་རིམ་པ་ངུ་ཟོང་ཡོང་དེ་ན་ཏོང་ཅིག་ཨོ་སར་སེ་དེ་ཁ་ཏོང་ཤུ་བ་ནང་ཅིག་རེ་ཨོ་སར་ལ་ཇལུ་ཐོབ་ཁ་ལ་ཁ་བ་པེ་ཨོ་སར་སེ་ཅིག་དེ་དང་ཨོ་དེ་དན་དག་གུན་དེ་ dhūdhāndhā nivādhī, tōngjī wā sāra ngōndhā njiriyāga tabdhī,
When we have the presentation of the two levels of truth, we see that the ultimate clear light is the second one. But if we look at ultimate clear light within the whole scheme of completion stage, it is actually the fourth out of the five stages. Now, we have here the presentation of the nature of the clear light of the fourth stage. So it says that it is the completion stage practice from the proximate causes, which are the means for manifesting the actual clear light, up to but not including the obtainment of union. So this gives us the limit or the measure of this level of the ultimate clear light. So having given the description of the nature of the clear light, we continue with quoting a text which is called The Sun of Siddhis of the Actual Completion Stage, composed by Jerumche. So it says, the stage prior to being able to directly generate the illusory body through properly loosening the channel knots is subsumed in mental isolation. The stage from being able to directly generate the illusory body up to purifying that is subsumed in the stage of self-blessing. And it continues by saying that then manifesting the meaning of thatness and the proximate causes that are the means for attaining that are called the stage of clear light and the stage of actual enlightenment. The statement is similar to our statement here. Actually, it could be interpreted similar to our practice here.
Ojida in you, Karizago. Remember, you were don't you was
Now, when we talk about the actual clear light of the fourth level, there are different names or different terms that can be applied to it, and one of them also indicates the time of its attainment. So it says that the clear light of the fourth level is explained to be external manifest purification. This is one of the terms applied to it. Through being the unique component manifesting at the time of dawn through transcending the three external states, the moon, the sun, and evening darkness. So from the point of view of being established at the particular time, which is the time of the dawn, it is having overcome these three external, this the moon, the sun, and the darkness of the night, it is called the external manifest purification. Now, this term has been translated as well as external enlightenment or external thorough purification and so forth. Now, why this time is quite important? It is quite important because it's said that the actual clear light will manifest at this particular time in accordance with the way that it was manifested and enlightenment was manifested by Buddha Shakyamuni. We accept that Buddha Shakyamuni reached the state of enlightenment at the dawn of the full moon day of the fourth Tibetan month, which is known as Sakadawa. Now, the full moon day falls on the 15th of the Tibetan calendar. When we say that it will be the actual clear light will manifest at the dawn, it is at the dawn of the 15th, right? So it's at the dawn of the actual full moon day. It is not the dawn of the next day. Now, this time is the time of the full moon. Is considered to be a special time because of the special relative locations between the sun and the moon, and the time of dawn is an equally important time. So, having explained the time that the actual clear light will be attained, we explain in that way the term external manifest enlightenment, but also it says that it is explained to be internal manifest purification as well, through being the unique component of all empty clear light, through the dissolution of the three internal states, the appearance, the increase, and the near attainment. So the practitioner who is going through the process of generating the ultimate clear light will have to go through the process of generating the three empties, which are related to the stages of appearance, increase, and near attainment, and eventually will manifest the all empty and which is the state of clear light. So from that point of view, it is called the internal manifest purification. So it is known by these two names as well, the internal and the external manifest purification.
Now
there are four things that occur at the same time. So what are those? The clear light of the fourth level is explained to obtainment of the actual clear light of the fourth level is the first thing. Perceptual comprehension of emptiness through innate great bliss is the second thing. Obtainment of the highest yoga tantra path of seeing, and finally obtainment of the first ground of that path, are simultaneous. They happen at the same time. That happens at the first time when actually clear light is initially established. Now we come to look into various classifications of the clear light. So it says that if the clear light is classified by mode of expression, there are two. It's the object clear light and the subject clear light. The first one, which is the object clear light, is equivalent to emptiness. So object clear light means emptiness. Now, for the subject clear light, again, regarding subject clear light, gross mental awareness comprehending emptiness is, for example, the common general meaning of clear light of the perfection vehicle and the three lower tantras. Now, when we talk about subject clear light, we talk about the consciousness that comprehends emptiness. Now, in sutra, it is stated that we have a gross type of consciousness that comprehends emptiness. In tantra, though, we will be dealing with a much more subtle type of consciousness that is directed towards emptiness. And in general, when we talk about the clear light, it is said that we can understand it or we can examine it from three different perspectives. First of all, we have the general meaning, then we have the hidden meaning, and at the end we have the final meaning. Now, here it says that by looking at this presentation that we have from the perfection vehicle, from Sutra, it says that if you have gross consciousness comprehending emptiness, this is an example of the general meaning of clear light. And this is actually something which is shared. You can have gross types of consciousness looking at the comprehending emptiness, focusing on emptiness, at different vehicles, right? So this is an example of the general meaning of clear light. And another example of that is the type, the presentation that we have in the three lower tantras. Now we continue right after that, where it's talking about melted bliss. So it says melted bliss comprehending emptiness is, for example, the common general meaning of clear light of the generation stage. So we have already given an example of the general meaning of the clear light, which was something which was shared with the sutra vehicle. And here we have another example of general meaning of clear light, which is shared with the practices of the generation stage. What we do during generation stage is we try by piercing different points at the body, we try to cause the elements to melt, and through that melting and the dripping of the elements there is the experience of bliss. And if one uses this blissful consciousness to meditate on emptiness, this will be an example of how you an example of the general meaning of clear light within the context of generation stage. It's a path which is common, which is shared to generation stage.